It's break time with Christopher J. Today we're going to take a look at Crystal Pepsi. Let's time trip back to the 90s and start our story. Buckle up. So, back in the 1980s, one of the biggest performers of all time was a gentleman by the name of Billy Joel. And towards the end of that decade, he had a song called We Didn't Start the Fire. And at the end of that song, there was a reference to the Rock and Roller Cola Wars. Now, if you're a kid that was born in the 70s like me, maybe you remember the Cola Wars. It's where Pepsi and Coke were at battle to be the number one cola in the world. A place that I think Coke actually still has. So both of the companies through the 80s and into the 90s, they tried different things to make you think that their product was new or to create waves in the world so that people would remember that they existed. There was the new Coke in 1985, the return of old Coke in 1986, and things of that nature. Now, in 1992, Pepsi had a brilliant idea. They thought, you know what people want? They want sodas that don't seem to have additives, that seem maybe healthier because they're clear. And they hit on the idea of making clear Pepsi. And this was one of our first glimpses of clear Pepsi. Now, in the 80s and 90s, there was something called the clear craze. It was where people wanted things that were pure, and one of the things that let you know it was pure is if it was clear, I guess. Even Ivory Soap reintroduced their marketing slogan of 99 and 44 100th% pure, whatever that means. That's it's a weird fraction. Throughout the 80s, soft drink sales had boomed and diet drinks were coming in and they were the new hotness of the 80s because you could drink it and you probably wouldn't gain weight was the idea because there was, you know, few calories, one calorie, no calories, whatever. The sugar substitutes would make sure that you weren't getting weight because it wasn't sugar. And of course, sugar, when you ingested it, would make sure you didn't get cancer like, you know, with aspartame. But I'm not here to throw shade on the aspartame fake sugar society. That's not my place. But I've heard things and, you know, you never quite know. Also, just for full disclosure, I chug Coke Zero like it's going out of style. So I'm not one to talk. So in the early 90s, for whatever reason, the growth rate of soft drinks slowed substantially. Like there were no new breakthroughs. There were other sodas that had come and gone. Pepsi, Coke, they were still standing. They were at odds with one another. And Billy Joel, of course, just kind of perpetuated that. So Pepsi Cola, they decided that what they needed was the Crystal Pepsi, the clear Pepsi. So they devised 3,000 formulations of a new clear drink, and they had consumers try it, and they had the feedback from the people who tried it and said, this is good, this is crap, this just tastes like water, whatever the case was. They finally hit on a formula that was about 20 calories less than actual Pepsi was per serving, and everybody agreed that it tasted good and was great. On April 13th, 1992, Crystal Pepsi was launched to test markets in Dallas, Texas, Providence, Rhode Island, Salt Lake City, Utah, and certain places in Colorado, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. In fact, the test audiences reacted so in such a positive way that was so unexpected that it caused Pepsi to think we should put this out sooner than later. So that's exactly what they did. And then There was huge demand for Diet Crystal Pepsi as well, which launched in October of 1992. In the first year that Crystal Pepsi was out, it made approximately $474 million for Pepsi. Now, that's a huge success. That's almost $500 million for something that's just a little bit of a change from what you had before. They marketed their product. They put out advertising, I'm sure they spent money on that. But almost $500 million, not a bad return for that. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Coca-Cola, hearing about this, they wanted to do something to kill it. So they produced a clear cola as well. In fact, they had had a clear cola before named White Coke, which was produced in order to mix it with vodka, and other people wouldn't know. It's actually something that was offered to the Soviet Union when Dwight Eisenhower was still president of the United States. So they already had like their own formula for what they would do. Now, also in 1992, because there was a clear craze going on, other companies released colorless versions of their own products, like Palmolive dish soap and soft soap, liquid soap, and Rembrandt mouthwash all went colorless. And there's even Miller Brewing Company also made Miller Clear in Richmond, Minneapolis, and Austin in 1993. Now, by late 1993, the writing was on the wall that Crystal Pepsi was done. So it was discontinued in the first few months of 1994, and it went away for quite some time. Now, I'm going to tell you this, too. The Coca-Cola version probably didn't last that long either. What Coca-Cola did was release Tab Clear, their Tab Cola, with no color. And that went out to be a kamikaze on Crystal Pepsi. They knew they wanted to kill it. They were going to do whatever they could to do it. But here's where it gets a little twisted. Coca-Cola releasing Tab Clear, they knew that their product was not good, and they knew that if they put it out there to compete, yes, you might have some people that are drinking Tab Clear and Pepsi Clear and comparing and contrasting, but you had a lot of people that were going to drink Tab Clear and think, oh, if this is what a clear soda tastes like, I'm not going to waste my time with Pepsi. So a lot of people didn't even try the product. They just sort of thought, well, if this is what Pepsi's offering, if this is what Coke is offering, and Pepsi has something similar, no, thank you. So that was what led to, in just a matter of about a year and a half, both products being pulled from the market, discontinued. That was that. Now, Crystal Pepsi was named the best new product for the year that it came out, for 1992. Like I say, $474 million in revenue is pretty good. It couldn't grow past that. It was, in its own time, popular. It had its people that liked it, just not enough to keep it alive. Pepsi did spend like $40 million on advertising, including a Super Bowl commercial. Now, because the Super Bowl has such a big stage and everybody saw that, the chuckleheads over at Saturday Night Live decided that what they needed to do was to parody that. So they have a commercial parody that's a parody of Crystal Pepsi that's Crystal Gravy. That's right. It's a clear gravy that you'd put on at Thanksgiving or whenever, and it goes on clear. And of course, it's hilarious because it's Saturday Night Live. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Go check it out. In 2005, Pepsi Clear was sold in Mexico for a limited amount of time. And in 2008, PepsiCo filed for trademarks on the product named Pepsi Clear and Diet Pepsi Clear. So it seemed like it was going to make a comeback. And then things got quiet on the clear front. In 2015, there was a campaign underway, as there have been on other products that have disappeared from the 80s and 90s. There is a campaign to try to bring it back, and PepsiCo put out this statement. We've had customers ask us to bring back their favorite products before, but never with your level of enthusiasm and humor. We're lucky to have a Pepsi superfan like you on our side. We definitely hear you and your followers, and we think you'll all be happy with what's in store. Stay tuned. Now, in mid-2016, Crystal Pepsi was released for a limited time across the U.S. and Canada, and promoted with a retro-styled website and marketing video called the Crystal Pepsi Trail. It was a browser game that was in there. It was it's like the Oregon Trail, except with Pepsi. Now, there have been two more limited releases since then, 2018 and 2022, for the 30th anniversary of the original product. So, who knows, the Crystal Pepsi, if you're a fan, could be back in another 8 years or so, around 2032, so keep your eyes peeled. And Crystal Pepsi itself, well, while it wasn't exactly a huge hit and it didn't find traction in a large market like the other products, well, it was one of those things that helped to make the 90s so special. Well, that's it for now. Join us next time when we explore more 80s and 90s pop culture. If you've got any memories of this or other things from the best decades, email me at satmornpod@hotmail.com. And if you're a fan of the 80s or cartoons from the 80s, be sure to check out the Saturday Morning Podcast hosted by me. We drop a new episode every other Saturday and hope it'll make you feel like a kid again. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.